Question: have your thighs ever rubbed together, creating a rash because of friction? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to MegaBabe, it's also no problem. Thigh Rescue is the anti-chafe stick made for chafers by chafers. Get MegaBabe's Thigh Rescue and experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about. Thigh Rescue stops chafe. With one sold every 30 seconds, you better run to MegaBabeBeauty.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
So are you amongst the 80,000 people who were on their way to Croke Park to see Garth Brooks? If you are, enjoy it. And if you're doing it over the weekend, enjoy it, or next weekend. We've decided to bring in two people to talk to us about why Garth Brooks is so special. In a moment, we'll hear from Larissa Nolan, the news editor of the Irish Daily Mirror. But first, Ben Finnegan, who you know from the 5 of 5 and 6 of 6. You're on your way tomorrow night, I believe.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
And you have been looking forward to this for 8 years.
I had tickets back in 2014 for the gig, and I'm actually quite glad they didn't happen then, because I wouldn't have appreciated it. I was only 20 then, and now I feel I'm more mature and I'm able to understand the nuance of Gareth's music better now. So,
how did you come to be a fan?
Just in the pub. Just the music would be on. It's not as
Where's the pub now?
Just at home in Roscommon. Like, you'd be going to the pub as a teenager and people, songs would just play, like Friends in No Places or whatever. And
so he wasn't growing up at home that it was on constantly
no,
at home or anything
God
like
no.
that?
No, I wouldn't
You're
be able
a pub convert to Garth Brooks.
I wouldn't be able to tell you the name of a Garth Brooks album outside The Greatest Hits. Like, I'm not a fan of his discography or anything like that. It's just the music was on at the pub. You knew the words. People were singing along and it was just, this is great crack.
People singing the pub in Roscommon along to Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And do you line dance?
No. No, I draw the line there.
Do others?
No. Like, it was just like the jukebox would be playing or a band would come in and they'd just play a Garth Brooks song, Standing Outside the Fire or Friends in No Places or The Thunder Rolls, and you pick up on it. And like, to be honest, when I was going first, like, you'd know that it was Garth Brooks. I thought he was dead when I was younger, to be honest, because he was never really to the forefront of your mind or anything. And then I heard, oh, he's coming to Dublin. He's still touring. Oh, sure, I'll get tickets. Managed to get tickets. Oh, the gigs are cancelled. And now 8 years later, he's back again.
Okay, Larissa Nolan, you're a fan as well, are you?
I am a fan, and I'm absolutely stunned that Ben thought he was dead, which is amazing, because he's a relatively sprightly 60.
I know that now.
And I'm wondering, is that part of the appeal, actually? Because it's like he's a person from another time, but yet he's still out there and he's still running around the place and with his jacket on. And, you know, you imagine he's going to be crowd surfing like he was in some of his videos. But that's amazing to me. I was wondering, because I'm looking at Ben here and he looks so young, that you're wondering how does he even know who Garth Brooks is, but that just shows you how much he's endured over the years.
You see, I expected Ben to have a story that his parents were playing the music at home or something like that, and instead it comes out of the pub. But a sort of a rural pub, I take it, is it?
Yeah.
Not Roscommon town, is it?
No, in Castlereagh, in Roscommon.
Okay.
And like any of the pubs now, like even still, like the last Christmas that we were out, Friends in No Places would come on and people would be dancing on the tables.
Yeah. Because this is what we were discussing last night, Larissa. Apparently, of all the tickets sold, only 15% have been sold within Dublin. This is the great rural movement of Ireland into Dublin this weekend and next weekend. It's like All-Ireland final weekend. Now, you could say there should be a hurling final this weekend, but that's another story. But
yeah, so 85% then are from outside of the capital. I always say that Garth Brooks isn't, once you're outside the pale, step outside the pale, Garth Brooks has been huge for decades. And I was thinking that maybe of that 85%, probably 90% of that 85 are in Offaly, because I would imagine that the Midlands, if you take that stretch just outside of Dublin, like I'm from West Wicklow, Kildare border, so all the way over there, I mean, Garth Brooks was on the radio in our house everywhere for years. His album was number one for weeks and weeks, I think 16 or 18 weeks. But actually, the reason I came across Garth was a completely different way. I was into things like Nirvana when those albums came out. I remember these Garth Brooks albums coming out, by the way. I know all of them. But I would suggest that maybe the 400,000 who are going, most of them would be the best of Garth Brooks fans. But so I was around when those albums came out. My sister loved them. She's a big country music fan. I was thinking, oh no, I'm listening to Nevermind by Nirvana. And then I was really into an album by Billy Joel called, Stormfront. And there's some brilliant songs on it. I Go to Extremes and all this kind of stuff. We Didn't Start the Fire. But there was a great song on it called Shameless. And actually, as it turns out, that's what me and Garth have in common. He's a big Billy Joel fan and he covered Shameless. Mm. And I loved Shameless and it made me want to listen to his other songs. And actually, if you listen to his songs, they're so like what you would get in Irish traditional music. You know, it's all about the working man and the ordinary person and the rebel who's a bit different and standing outside the fire. They're like, they're uplifting, they're relatable, and I think they're unifying. I think that's really what he's about.
But just to add to those ticket statistics, that 15% of tickets sold in Dublin, I'm one of those.
So and you're
I'm
saying it's all country people who live in Dublin?
Like, yeah. There might be five or six Dubs.
I've been told here to stop in such a condescending city dweller. Garth Brooks is popular all over the world in rural and sprawling urban centres.
Well, one in three people in Monaghan are going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really? He's in Ireland, he's definitely.
Something like that, yeah. Around 15,000 tickets were sold to Monaghan.
But it's not snobby, it's just a fact. There is a rural divide. I mean, in America, it is worth saying that he's the biggest sales of a solo artist of all time, is Garth Brooks. But again, I can't see them being in San Francisco or New York City. He's more relatable because his life is about things that people, you know, the ordinary man, the ordinary person, that's his whole appeal. He's an everyman. And he talks about stuff that affects all of us: family, marriage, grief, death, partying, drinking, gambling. You know, it's all, I think it's
have
stuff.
You seen him play live?
Brilliant.
I actually got to see him once back in 1994. I think he did eight nights in what was then the Point Depot.
Yeah, he did.
And I was there one night. Everyone had their cigarette lighters out to do that, which I presume they'll do tonight in the dark with their mobile phones now rather than cigarette lighters.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I imagine members of my family were there. It took me a while to learn to admit that I liked Garth Brooks, because he doesn't have that sort of cool if you think you're all into music, but he's actually a brilliant songwriter. He's a brilliant performer and he's a brilliant singer.
Mm. You're not wrong about being outside of Dublin. They've all driven up. Traffic is cat at the moment. Another one says the hurling final would have been last weekend, the first Sunday, the football next weekend, Thursday. Is this not the first weekend?
This is the first weekend
September.
Of the Garth.
No, last weekend would have been the hurling final. Yeah,
Sunday was the 1st of September, was it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting my dates mixed up at the moment. That just shows you the GAA calendar has been turned on its head. Yeah. I'm at a loss to where it is with the July final.
Some might say they did it for Garth, because it was 13th of September last year when Paul Quinn of Virgin Media News first reported that these gigs were happening. And since then, it's just been chaos.
Yeah.
His name is not Gareth, it's Garth.
Yeah.
Why can't you get it right, Ben, when you're a fan, says a listener?
Did I say Garth? Sorry.
He's called, outside of Dublin, he's called Garth Brooks. I'm sorry, that's just his name outside the pale. Yeah.
They've decided to make a change for it. Okay.
Well, his name is actually Tyroyle Brooks.
Is that? He's not called Garth.
It's not. Garth isn't actually his name.
Oh, a little fact there that I hadn't known about the great man himself.
Okay. So anyway, you're looking forward to it, Ben. This is the highlight of your year, is it?
Yeah.
Well, one of them.
Yeah. Hopefully nobody that knows me is listening, so yes.
But you're not going on your own, I presume.
No, I'm not. I have a friend who's coming, and like we bought like 10 tickets for this thing. Like,
I queued for this. Did you queue online? Like, yeah. I queued for hours to get these tickets.
I got tickets for like three separate nights, and one of the nights that we're going, I have a wedding to go to, so I had to sell them. And tomorrow, even the night I'm going, it's my girlfriend's birthday and she's not coming with me, and she has no interest in going to Garth Brooks. So I'm in trouble with that as well. But like, I think me and my friend, we had like 8 or 10 tickets in all.
Yep. Okay. A listener just clarified for me. Last Sunday was the third day of the month, the first Sunday. You're right. So that would have been the All-Ireland Hurling Final day. I'm getting my dates mixed up at the moment. Thought this was the first weekend. So thank you for the clarification on that. Another listener says, you'll be glad when today's show is over. You've got so many listeners complaining today. That's right. They've been complaining since 4:30 about the alleged agendas that we're running on this programme. If we're not been accused of an anti-British agenda, we've been accused of an anti-culture agenda. And another listener says, everyone is seriously cranky today. Brendan Navin sending you a positive text and wishing everyone a great weekend. And another listener says, you pronounce Billy Joel wrong.
Everyone says, is it Joel or Joel? It depends on, I don't think even Billy knows how to pronounce it.
Thank you very much, Larissa Nolan, news editor of the Irish Daily Mirror, and Ben Finnegan.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.